More now on another of Bernard Madoff's business associates. 64-year-old Robert M. Jaffe of Palm Beach was one of those people who could get you into Madoff's fund. He's originally from Newton, Massachusetts, and he maintained an office in Boston, so the Massachusetts Secretary of State is looking into his business operation, and so is the Boston Globe. Investigative reporter Beth Healy joins us from Boston. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I guess it's fair to say when we talk about Robert Jaffe that we're talking about his connection to an alleged investment outlaw, but what made him so important were his in-laws.
That is true. He is married to Ellen Shapiro Jaffe, who is a daughter of a famous Boston-area philanthropist, actually in New York, too, Garment District, Carl Shapiro. Carl Shapiro was the head of Kay Windsor, which was a big dressmaker in the day, and made thousands of women's dresses. Apparently, he was the cotton king among dressmakers. And it's a firm that was ultimately bought by Vanity Fair.
He sold it for a bundle, made a lot of money, and alas, invested a lot of it with Bernard Madoff.
Correct. And we don't know exactly how much, but Bernie Madoff really helped him turn that sum into a fortune and then lost that fortune. And their family has lost $145 million in their family foundation to the Madoffs, as well as perhaps about $400 million of their personal fortune.
Well, what did Robert Jaffe do, either for or with Bernard Madoff?
Robert worked for an outfit called Comad Securities, which is kind of a secretive little thing that had a tiny office on Commonwealth Avenue in Boston, and Bernie Madoff is one of the owners, and it appears that the sole purpose of this organization was to raise funds for Madoff.
And where did he find the funds that he raised?
Mainly from sort of the elite and wealthy around Boston and Palm Beach. He was a member of the Palm Beach Country Club, still is, a sort of elite Jewish country club in Western Massachusetts, called Pinebrook. And this is a fellow who didn't spend a lot of time kind of pushing papers at a desk, from what we understand. Rather, he golfed and did the charity circuit and charity balls, that sort of thing.
Do we have any idea how much money he or the company that had the office in Boston actually raised and then invested with Madoff?
We don't know for sure, like so many of the mysteries around this case, but it was certainly in the hundreds of millions, if not billions.
Now, as you say, Jaffe's own in-laws lost a fortune through this. The question arises, did he know what he was doing? Did he realize that he was rounding up funds for what Madoff now evidently admits was a Ponzi scheme? Or did he think Madoff was legit?
We don't think Jaffe realized what Madoff was doing because, as you say, so much of his own family's fortune was tied up in this. And it just seems impossible from his personality and from the way that he dealt with people that he actually knew what was happening. On the other hand, he was very sort of breezy in his explanations of Madoff's investment strategy. And it did seem that he was not really clear on how it all worked.
Do you think Jaffe is now legally culpable for something? I mean, might he be charged with something for what he did?
The investigators are certainly looking into that. We have no evidence that he knew of what was going on nor that he participated. However, there will be people certainly scrutinizing him, from regulators to investors, frankly looking for people to sue in this matter.
Well, Beth Healy of the Boston Globe, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.